Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back, everybody, to the What We Said podcast. Today is a very special day because we have two amazing guests. But before we get into that, happy Tuesday. And if you're new around here, welcome to the pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm JC. This is a very, very long-awaited episode. You guys have not been on our podcast in so long. Also, I think this episode's going up on Friday. So happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Oh, nice.
Happy bonus day.
Happy Tuesday or Friday, whatever day you're listening to this. Hope you guys are having a great holiday season. How festive on a scale of 1 to 10 are you guys feeling?
Who are we? Introduce us.
These are our husbands, Nick and Leif. Say hi, everyone.
Hey, guys. What's up?
That was Nick. Hey, what's up?
I think you might.
So confusing.
That was Nick.
I think you might have the faulty mic, Leif.
Really?
Sounding a little dull.
Really?
Not.
Yeah, it is.
Can just, you turn me up or something?
No, it doesn't matter if you get
I can
up
switch
or
with
not.
You.
No.
No, it's just the way it is.
I'm already a little dull.
That mic is just kind of weird, I think. But anyway, how festive are you guys feeling? Are you feeling in the holiday spirit?
1 out of 10.
7, 6. We went and got a Christmas tree last night and got some hot chocolate.
Yeah, we did.
Nice.
Not huge on Christmas music, I know, but everything else was fun.
You're not huge on Christmas music?
It's not. It's just hard to really get down to it.
Like did you not jiggy? Have good Christmas growing up or something?
No, I had a great Christmas. I loved the Christmases.
Sometimes
up.
You can be a real Scrooge.
I have a level 7 amount of holiday spirit, so that's not Scrooge.
-3.
Life is
10.
Only 6, probably because we haven't decorated for Christmas, huh?
Yeah, we haven't decorated. We did chop down a tree and brought it. I mean, we chopped it in Arizona, just like a little one from a tree farm.
That's awesome.
And then
it's way cooler than what we did.
Yeah.
Brought it back. It's a little one this year.
It's a little
but it's cute,
cute one.
But we haven't put lights on or anything yet.
Yeah, no decorating. And I don't know. We've just been busy like traveling and work and stuff. So
yeah,
I feel like Christmas time is always just like no work and play and relax. But
he's been
this year.
He's been worked to the
he's
bone.
Like, but I've been on my grind, unfortunately. No, I feel like the week of Christmas is like that. But every other week of December is the craziest of the year for me, at least. But yeah, here's the thing. I have such a hard time getting motivated to decorate for Christmas. But once it's done, I'm like really happy that it's decorated. But right now we have the tree and I'm just like putting the lights and the ornaments. I'm like, that is not fun to me for some reason.
Really?
At all. No.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And it's like, I'm just going to clean this up in like 2 weeks. Like,
well, that's why you got to, this is what I was thinking about. You got to decorate before Thanksgiving. So
no.
The day after Thanksgiving, you're ready to celebrate and you're not like, oh, now I have to set up the decorations and stuff. And then you have like a week of decorations.
But my motivation is even lower before Thanksgiving. Like, I'm just like not in that mode at all.
You can just romanticize it. Am I in a room full of Scrooges?
You're
everyone
in a room
hates
full
it.
Of
you
Grinch.
Are an extra special Christmas girl, though.
Like, I love, I cannot wait to decorate the tree. We're getting our tree tomorrow because we're getting it like lightly flocked. And so we're getting it tomorrow. And I literally can't wait to decorate it and decorate our house.
I just think of like, yeah, it's going to be fun. I'll enjoy the memory, but
sounds
it's,
like
it's hard for me to like wow. get past the work aspect of me hauling in this massive Christmas tree, setting it up. Doing like there is a little bit of work that goes into this. It's not just like snap your fingers, Christmas here.
I know that's
yeah,
the
it's
fun
like
part.
You gotta put on the music,
yeah.
light the
yeah,
candles.
You gotta like walk from the car
the eggnog,
to the door.
Put on the Santa outfit.
Do you know what I just realized? It's from childhood trauma. I just realized why. I'm kidding. My mom's gonna listen to this and be devastated. But
she's like, I hated Christmas growing up.
No, I feel like my mom goes all out for. Decor and for like every holiday in the sense of like decorations perfect new treats all the time that it almost set such a high standard where I'm just like I'm never going to live up to that like I might as well just not even do anything like I and not in the sense that I need to live up to it but it's like when my mom would be decorating I'm like you've got it taken care of like my input is just gonna be I don't know how to explain it.
That makes sense.
But basically, yeah. I'm just like, that was never like a fun memory.
You're jaded.
Like, because my mom would just pretty much do everything. And then if I was a part of it, it was just like her telling me like, make these really like hard to make snowflakes out of this paper and put it. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. So yeah. that it just, it makes me like not like to
not
decorate
like
or like do things for holidays. I'm like, I'd literally rather do the bare minimum.
Yeah. That's fine.
Because
to
of
each
the opposite.
Their own.
But, you know, I still love Christmas. I love Christmas music. You know what? I was saying this earlier. We need to go in our little convertible car.
Yeah.
To look at Christmas lights.
Oh, yeah.
But like
that would be so fun.
Like bundle up.
Yeah.
And like get hot chocolate or something.
That would be fun.
That would be fun.
You
and
have
the
five
boat show.
Seats.
Do we
yes,
have what?
We have five seats.
Yeah, five.
I don't know if a car seat and four people, do you think? Would fit in that car. We'd have to see. That'd be fun.
Try.
Though.
Yeah. What did you say?
And the boat parade.
Oh, yeah.
Would
the
be
boat
fun
parade.
Too.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. It's so fun.
You can do that.
I know. I was also thinking about last year. I feel like this year I'm going even harder on Christmas because I felt like last year I was not gypped of Christmas, but because I had the best, literally, Christmas of my entire life. But I never really got like, the full Christmas because I was in the hospital on Christmas Day. And I really believed that he was going to be born way before Christmas. So I was like, oh, he's going to be born. And then I'm going to have Christmas with a baby. And then when I brought him home, it was the day after Christmas. So Christmas was over. So now this year I'm like, okay, now it's like our first Christmas with Case and, you know.
Yeah.
Got to get the traditions. I love, like, anyways, I'm not going to talk about Christmas anymore because...
You're going to start crying?
I'm going to start crying.
She loves
he's
Christmas
like,
so much.
He's like, I just can't handle it. Well, we're going to expose our husbands in other news. We're going to answer some interesting questions for you guys. And
how are you exposing us?
Yeah.
You know, we'll see.
This is what Nick's like an hour before the podcast. He's like, what are we talking about? I'm like, we're going to title it Exposing Our Husbands. He was like, Chelsea, what? Like,
why would I agree to come on?
Why would I agree to come on to that? And I said, you don't agree. It's a command.
You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
We're just going to ask a bunch of questions and somewhere in there, you're probably going to get
we're
going to
slip up a little bit.
Yeah.
The goal is to cancel you.
Yeah. So we'll see if we're successful. And wait, what website did you go on? Or do we have any life updates?
I'm going to expose Nick and Chelsea.
Okay.
Not before I expose you, Leif.
You got nothing on me.
Oh, I've got recordings, man. Not just kidding.
Nick and Chelsea have not watched a single Suns game. They're not Suns fans.
I have been watching the Suns game. How do you know?
I told them.
I have a camera.
Oh, you do? I forgot. You installed that in our house.
I've watched every single Suns game.
Maybe because you logged me out of your YouTube premium account.
Yeah, that's why. We can't watch them.
Your YouTube TV account.
That's true. We actually can't watch it because you logged us out.
Dang.
Of yours.
I have YouTube premium. I'll switch you.
I have both. TV and premium.
Oh, we just need to bite the bullet.
It's been a great season.
It's been awesome.
Last night, D-Book was going off.
Yeah, 51 points.
He went back on the bench. I was like, dude.
How did you watch that when we were getting a Christmas tree?
Highlights. You watched the highlights.
No. I was getting live updates.
Oh, nice.
Different. I still follow.
Yeah, he got 51 points only playing three quarters.
Wow.
Imagine. He could have potentially beaten Kobe.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Kobe's record. Not saying that he would have, but Kobe scored 81 points.
81. Well, Booker had a 70-point game at one point, right? 70?
Yeah.
Or 71.
Well, Booker is, he's a newly single man and he's popping off.
He's having a glow up.
He's got nothing weighing down his mind.
Yes.
Or his body.
Yes.
Not the toxic Kardashian curse talk. Not that.
He's free from all of that other stuff in his life. He can just do what he wants and what he's good at.
It's probably true, though. That he not just, the curse, but that because he doesn't have a girlfriend. It's like,
yeah, he can put 100% of mental focus into his craft.
Yeah.
That's scoring buckets.
We all know love always gets in the way.
Exposed. We exposed you first.
You don't care.
You don't care about women, love.
Women love Devin Booker. I want to watch the Suns, you know.
You're allowed.
I want to.
You're allowed.
It's just on my list of things I want to do. Like watch Free Solo. What's first? Watch the Suns or Free Solo?
The Suns, of course.
Suns.
Okay.
You know, eight.
And I have
also
a book I want to read.
What book?
The one you gave me.
Oh, yeah.
It's sitting on my dresser and I keep thinking, when am I going to be able to get to read that book?
I know. It's now you're speaking my language. Stressed about all the content that you should be consuming.
Exactly. Exactly.
I feel that on a deep level.
I also am in, I have a lot on my mind because I'm in the finals of my fantasy football and I'm trying to win. So
are you set out to be
it's
the
looking
winner?
Good. It's looking good.
Really?
I don't know. I asked Nick to help me set my lineup. And
totally
last time he did
forgot.
That, I freaking lost. So it's the only time I lost.
Yeah. Well, don't trust your enemy.
Awesome.
I'm just
my
kidding.
Husband.
Sabotage. We're going to be in the playoffs together.
You're not in the playoffs?
Yes, I am.
And you asked me to help me set up my lineup again? You're evil.
Let me help you, Chelsea. I'm just kidding.
I'm not kidding.
I actually gave you the best team you could put out there.
Last time, Nick, the only time Nick's helped me, he's like, after he set up my lineup, we're actually playing each other this week. Guess who won? Nick.
Nick.
Yeah, I have a better team. That's how it goes.
Okay. Well, anyways.
staying tuned for the fantasy football results. No, we're going to just ask you guys some fun questions. We can all answer them and just have a ball.
Wait, just have a Christmas ball.
I don't know if we asked this last year. Do you guys like eggnog?
I like
eggnog.
Okay.
I had oak nog. Oak. Please, from an oak tree.
oat nog this year, and it was pretty good. Did you ever try it in the fridge?
Yeah.
What was your thoughts? Could have been better.
Yeah, I think normal eggnog is a little better.
Leif's been in his eggnog era.
He's in his goat milk eggnog era.
It gives you like
era.
This warm feeling. Like it's like giving your stomach a hug.
What is eggnog? Because it has a unique flavor.
It's
that's
egg and nog.
Okay. It has a very unique flavor. That
exposed!
I... Doesn't it have like a... What's that? Kind of a sharp. It's like a something kind of spicy in it too.
I'm literally looking up what eggnog is.
I know it definitely has eggs. Milk.
Like cinnamon. Like cream.
Yeah.
Cardamom, maybe.
Ooh.
Yeah, maybe.
Turmeric.
Eggnog is milk, cream, sugar, egg yolks, and whipped egg whites.
Wow. Lots of egg. And eggshells.
Oh, heavy cream, vanilla extract, nutmeg sometimes. All right, cool. Well,
definitely not healthy.
I want some right now, now that I'm talking about it.
I want some Martinelli's.
I just love how thick it is.
Sparkling apple Martinelli's.
Oh, that does sound good. I like Martinelli's.
Very crisp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And flavorful.
Yeah. That reminds me, I want to start eating more apples.
Go
like,
for
I
it.
Like
why?
Eating apple. I don't know. I just like the taste of them and I just want to have more around the house.
What's your favorite? He's like, I'd really love some around the house.
I like fresh fruit around the house.
At my convenience.
Okay.
What's your favorite kind of apple?
It's easy. The crisp or what's
Honey
it?
Crisp.
Honey crisp. Yeah. They're just amazing.
I would also
exposed. Those actually were canceled last month.
Yep.
I would also recommend Opal apples.
Really?
Yeah, they're like yellow. Kind of. They're so good.
Are they smaller, bigger?
A little smaller.
I think I've seen those.
Yellow.
What do you like about them?
They are, I don't know, just really, they're like sweet and.
But not too sweet.
But not too sweet.
And they have a good like
texture.
Crispy bite.
Crispy consistency. Not crispy, but.
Yeah.
Like they have a.
Firm.
Firm a to nice, them, but it's also not too firm. It's just kind of the perfect
a nice
combo.
Crunch.
Yeah, you can tell a lot about the apple by the first sound it makes when you bite into it.
It has
that
to be.
Crack.
Firm, but not too firm.
Yeah.
Because if it's too hard, it's like,
yeah. That's what she said.
But if it's too soft, it's like, eh.
That's also what she said.
That's also what we said.
Exposed.
My Be Real went off. Have you guys been doing your Be Reels?
No.
Yes.
I haven't seen yours, Nick. Leif, I haven't seen yours in a decade.
I'm not really.
Yeah. I do it all the time. I don't see yours anymore.
Really? I just haven't done it like the past 2 days because I was
JC blocked
well.
You on Be Real.
Yeah. Like, really? I'm actually doing it right now. I did not pose for that one.
You didn't want to get us in?
You
I
were
did.
In it.
Oh.
You were. You guys were very caught off guard. That's what the
beauty.
The beauty of Be Real though. Leif, your hair looks white. Something
Santa!
About that. Something about
He's
that
turning
lighting.
Into Santa.
There's something
killed
wrong
Santa.
With a little bit of white hair?
Not at all.
No.
Because
Nick is salt and pepper all day, baby.
I've got a lot of salt and pepper.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, JC.
I can't tell from here at all.
Got grays everywhere.
Turn to the side.
Oh, yeah, from the side.
Yeah, side.
It's starting to come.
But you
through.
Have like very thick hair.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do have thick hair. Thick eyelashes. You're a thick boy.
What a blessing.
Oh.
Exposed.
Exposing left and right. Do you
Should
want to
start?
Start
these questions? Yeah. Okay. I have three websites I'm going to go back and forth from. Okay. So scienceofpeople.com, buzzfeed.com.
Oh.
You know, you can't go without BuzzFeed.
Really trusted sources.
Thoughtcatalog.com. Okay.
Thought catalog?
Nick. Thought as in thinking thought. Bye. Okay, here's the first one for you guys. What's the best present you ever gave someone and ever received?
This is hard.
That's really hard. Oh my gosh.
Best present you ever gave someone.
Well, if you got us better presents, you wouldn't have to think back
I
that
think
far.
I think the best
That's
present.
Facts.
I won't go that deep.
What are you going to say? Your seed.
Not the seed.
No. Was that the best gift you received?
I mean, Case was the best Christmas present I've ever gotten.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say you gave him to me, you know.
You could do that for both. You gave it and received it.
Oh my gosh, Leif. I think that's my answer.
Nice.
That's
nice.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
That is good. Oh, beat man. That, Leif.
Sorry. I've been trying.
So sad.
It's not working.
I almost didn't say that because I was like, I didn't want to be like insensitive.
Nah, you could have your moment. Doesn't diminish ours. Gosh, I don't know. Maybe I haven't given like good gifts.
JC did tell me to ask this question, so you would be on your toes for the upcoming season.
Mm, yeah.
No, I did not.
I don't know.
You know, Leif, I feel like your presence is just a gift in general. You know? Just nice. A sweet, sweet.
Sweet boy.
Just a beautiful
sweet,
self.
Sweet, kind boy.
Yeah.
Best gift. I'm trying to think of like the best gift that you have given me. One time, Leif bought me a bike, and it was like just very cute that he surprised me with it. It was like literally 5 years ago, but because we wanted to go on bike rides or something in the neighborhood. And then one day I got home and he surprised me in the garage with the bike.
That's cute.
That's sweet. That's not an easy surprise cute. Either.
Just speechless. But I was going to say, no, never mind.
My 30th birthday was a great gift.
That's
and
true.
That all was of lit. My friends, lit. Including Nick and Chelsea, made me a PowerPoint. They were funny. They were sweet. And
that's
yeah,
true.
That was very memorable was, and yeah. awesome.
We're all like, yeah, that was a great
like,
gift.
That was good. And that took a while to set up. So thank you.
JC did go full out for yeah. your 30th.
Yeah.
That was a good gift.
Good answer.
We're going to take a quick break to talk about Macy's. We love Macy's. And Macy's is iconic, okay? Say it with me. Macy's is iconic. And if your to-do list this season includes baking gingerbread, maybe decking the halls for your holiday party, you need to check out Macy's to get all of the stuff to get it done. So you can turn your home into winter wonderland with their festive decor, classic collectibles, and retro lights. Plus, they've got everything that you need to make the perfect cocktail for your next toast. Macy's has so many amazing items in so many different categories. They've got the decor, like we just said. They've got cooking stuff. They've got the kitchen stuff. They've got shoes. They've got bags. They've got toys. Anything that you could want to turn your home into the Christmas land of your dreams.
They have tons of like glassware and different stuff for your kitchen, whether you're throwing like a holiday party or if you just want to get festive with your partner, with your friends. They have like drinkware sets, and also they have a ton of items for gifts if you're still shopping last minute. They have a bunch of kitchen stuff like air fryers and blenders and espresso makers and little like gadgets and appliances for the kitchen, as well as honestly any clothing shoe item you could dream of. So you guys can head into Macy's. Or you can go online at macys.com/ownyourstyle. That is macys.com/ownyourstyle. And get some stuff for your perfect festive night.
You guys, I have to tell you guys to sign up for Nuuly. And I have to do it with urgency. Because it has literally been the best discovery of my entire life. I've been using Nuuly every single month for over a year now, and I literally get a new outfit for every event that I have coming up because I love planning outfits and I love, you know, wearing something new and fun. And before that was really breaking my bank account, but now because of Nuuly, I am able to rent a couple new pieces every month, and they're really cute. They're from great brands, and I can guarantee you, if on my Instagram you've asked me where I've gotten a dress or a new shirt or a really cool jacket, it's probably I rented it from Nuuly. So with Nuuly, you have a choice of any 6 styles that you want to rent each month. You can choose whatever you want for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. It's really nice too, because if you have, you know, say like a shower to go to and you want a couple different options, you can get like 2 or 3 different options, and whatever works the best, you keep. And you have access to thousands of styles from more than 300 brands, everything from party dresses to premium denim and one-of-a-kind vintage pieces. Nuuly stock styles in a range of sizes from petite to plus sizes up to 5 times. And they also have maternity clothes, which is amazing. They carry labels like Selke, Farm Rio, Love Shack Fancy, Free People, Anthropologie, Lisa Says Got, and so much more.
They also have fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. So there's no laundry for you to worry about, which is amazing. And there's the option to buy what you love, sometimes up to 70% off.
I will say that's great for jeans. If you want to like try out a pair of like a Goldie jeans or Free People jeans, get them with Nuuly. And then if you like them, keep them.
Yeah, exactly. It's the perfect place to get all of your holiday outfits if you're going to an event, a wedding, anything. And with 6 items to choose from and the option to add 2 bonus items, you can get Friendsgiving, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, the office holiday party, Christmas, New Year's, and any other event you've got going on covered with just one bag. I got my New Year's Eve like cute sparkly dress from Nuuly last year. Also, this holiday season, you can gift 1, 2, or 3 months of Nuuly through the gifting platform Goodie, which is amazing. It's also flexible. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, if you spill some wine, or if you just need to take a break after the holidays. Your life needs to flex and Nuuly gets it. Nuuly is already a great value at $88 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with code WHATWESAID20. Just go to Nuuly, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code WHATWESAID20 at sign up to get $20 off your first month. That is Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code WHATWESAID20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Is there anything you don't eat?
Yes.
So annoyed.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I eat everything every day, all the time.
Like, is there something where it's like, I will never eat onions? Because I know this man doesn't eat onions.
Really? I eat onions. I had onions today, actually.
Mm. You think you know someone?
I'm not like...
He's like, that's my favorite food. Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of eggplant or jackfruit.
Mm. Passion fruit. What? Also... makes my throat a little tickly.
Okay.
Or is passion fruit the one that's like really, yeah, I really love the taste of it, but it makes my throat tickle.
Huh.
And so.
Might be a little allergy.
Might be a slightly allergic to passion fruit, which is.
You're allergic to.
Passion fruit.
You're allergic to shellfish as well.
Which is really unfortunate because I love shellfish.
Dang.
Just doesn't love you.
I should try it. I do want you guys to be there for when we can have like a shellfish.
What, you're gonna just eat a bunch of shellfish?
Like, I feel like every 4 to 6 years, your genes change, or your body changes, where you might not be allergic to it. And I think that would be a fun date night where we go get shellfish and we just see what happens.
Yeah.
Please. Do you like sushi?
Some sushi, not all sushi. Like, I don't like just like the raw fillet of fish. Like, that's hard for me. Okay. But I haven't had it in a while either, so maybe I've matured.
I was going to say we should all go get sushi.
I'm down.
Time.
No.
Soon.
Boo.
Where the East literally said no. I'm like, okay, awesome. I'll go. I have a few.
I have one. What were you like as a little kid?
I had cancer.
That's true.
Why are you guys laughing?
I was lethargic.
Oh.
That's so sad.
That's
You were a cute little kid.
That was a brief period of my childhood. I was actually kind of the life of the party. Like, I was told that I would, like, we'd get together as family. And if music was playing, I'd always be in the center, just like dancing. I'd get up on a table at a restaurant and dance.
That's
and
awesome.
That tracks. Hilarious. Based off your TikTok,
yeah,
that's tracking.
True.
Yeah. So I was a fun little kid, a dancey little kid.
That is literally so cute. So cute to imagine. I cannot.
I could totally see that too.
I'm screaming on tables at restaurants. That is hilarious.
Yeah, there's actually this restaurant where like that's what you did. I forgot what the restaurant was called, but they'd have like, I don't know, like later at night, everyone would be just like dancing and like kids could get up on the tables and dance.
What the?
Is it a pizza funny. Place?
Maybe.
Is it like in Mesa?
Yeah.
Is it LJ's?
I don't know.
What?
Has the same childhood.
It's like, I saw you dance there.
Yeah, I remember that. This kid
1996.
Was just grooving.
Both of us were dancing.
That's where you
they
guys
have a
actually...
salad bar and they had like this old bluesy people playing, like these old people playing blues.
Maybe it was.
Oh my gosh, you just unlocked a terrifying memory of the Oregon place.
Oregon Stop Pizza.
Yeah. Terrified. That place is a freaking fever dream. Where they have the big organ.
Yeah.
All the puppets.
Yeah.
That's like Rainforest Cafe, which is closing down, you know?
Is it?
Rip.
Those are the places, you know, cafe. We'd go to every once in a while. It was fun.
Yeah, we didn't go out to eat.
I'm sorry about that.
Exposed.
Exposed for...
What were you like,
Nick? Not having money.
You know, just your typical 90s kid. Just rolling out of bed, running outside and playing out in the park. And, you know...
Were you like shy or were you... Your parents always say you literally just always were in your own little world.
Yeah, I've always been pretty to myself.
Like your sisters would be like fighting or like playing and you would just be in your own little world.
Yeah, I'd go run downstairs and grab a box of Gushers and run to the park and eat them all, every single
were
one.
Were you mischievous?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, like, I'd say remotely mischievous, yeah. But not, I would just like, up until sixth grade, I just was like an avid reader. Like, I was kind of nerdy and I would like, the big day for me was when the next Harry Potter came out.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Exposed
Harry
nerd
Potter boy.
Yeah. So and then I started like I would play like yeah junior high I guess like elementary school I was just in my nerd phase, which is fun.
Your nerd era.
Yeah, my nerd era. Yeah.
That for you. What were you like as
That's
a child?
Sweet. I was attention seeking and pretty much just always wanted all eyes on me. Just crazy.
Same.
What about you? And look at us
same.
Now.
And look at us now.
Nothing's changed.
Still giving the same energy. I was also very into like reading and I don't know, like it's academics.
Cool. Yeah.
I was just like majorly teacher's pet and like always wanting to win like all the little competitions at school and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
It's like a big part of my memory.
On your AR
up.
Grind.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, I was always so bad at AR. Literally.
I was so great at AR. Everything else was like very concerning.
Oh, the other day, Nick literally roasted me. He was like, he said something.
We're going to fight. And I was like, yeah, well, guess what? I was black AR my entire elementary school and you were light green.
Yeah. He goes, okay, whatever. Light green AR.
Reading
light
Judy AR. Blooms.
Yeah. That's actually facts.
That is actually quite the burn.
Yeah. I was obsessed with like extracurricular activities that were like friends and fun based, not like
you're a boy crazy.
Based. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Big I was time. Book crazy. You were boy crazy.
Yeah. We are not the same. Yeah.
Also, fun story. I basically had to move a school in kindergarten or in first grade because I got scared of my music teacher.
Oh my gosh. I mean, this story is so funny.
I went to Ben Franklin and there was this music teacher who said
he would turn into
a werewolf and he was scary. And like, I was like,
he said, if you kids misbehave, I'll turn into a werewolf.
Oh
wait, how
gosh.
Old were you?
I think I was in kindergarten.
Oh, that's
first
young.
It was kind of scary. He would be very descriptive. And then I remember being in there and like, people like my friends were talking. He'd be like, "Shh, guys, stop talking. You heard him. You heard him."
Like, I would be serious. Like, guys, please. No.
I had some of my best friends that I didn't go to that school anymore. My mom never told me why, but like, I think she's probably got sick of me coming home and be like, "That guy is so scary."
That is really funny and a little traumatizing. How often do you stay up past 3 a.m.?
Oh, never.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
1%.
What? Never.
That's how often.
1% is how often.
Things were, we were up kind of late for the 30th.
Not past 3 a.m.
3 a.m. is like ridiculous. Like that's actually crazy.
That's only if I have like.
That's morning time. You're waking up. Like some most people are waking up.
But I feel like a ton of people live that life. Like I feel like Tyson's probably up past 3 a.m.
Like every weekend.
Yeah. Like every weekend.
That's miserable.
Oh my gosh. Imagine the next day it's ruined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just getting older.
I think we are because I was going to say, I feel like at your 30th, it was like we all were staying up so late, but it was probably like one.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh my gosh, we got to go to bed.
I know.
Like 1:30 or 2 is the max.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was when I went to that concert. I was like, I remember there being one time recently where I was up very late and I was stunned. I'm like, I have not done this for probably 5 years.
Yeah. Wild. Oh, it's not fun at all.
One time, like a few years ago, I was trying to get all the classes for my submachine gun on Call of Duty.
Oh my gosh.
I was grinding like, that, going? Trying to get the platinum. I did stay up till like 3 or 4.
I could stay up late playing video games, but I just feel too bad about myself.
Yeah, me too. No, I literally had a moment where I was like, I think I'm going to take this Xbox. I'm going to throw it and break it because I felt so bad.
Okay. You just got exposed.
And boom, lights on, you're exposed.
Just, we got him.
Finally.
We've been waiting for that moment. All right, guys. Holistic Hair Tribe. Very cool brand. It was established by professional hairstylists to provide their clients with the safest and highest quality products available. So basically, it's professional grade hair and skincare products that are made with the purest certified organic ingredients whenever possible. The site is really beautiful. If you go on their website, everything's very like just aesthetically beautiful, high end, and they have great ingredients. They strive for all of their products to be vegan, gluten-free, cruelty-free, and free from harsh and dangerous chemicals without sacrificing a superior professional result. They have a ton of different items. I was looking over their hair care section and they have a bunch of stuff for like curly hair, which is amazing. We have some curly headed people in our lives. We have lots of curly hair folk in our lives. So that's awesome. They have shampoos and conditioners, hair masks, like I said, skincare as well. I think it's awesome that this brand is basically not sacrificing on the ingredients or the professional result.
From the abundant biodynamic family farms of Italy to the Australian coast, Holistic Hair Tribe has partnered with the cleanest brands in the industry to provide customers with natural products that work and are also, you know, benefit the planet. Holistic Hair Tribe is passionate about allowing those with sensitive skin, allergies, and other circumstances in which cleaner beauty products are the answer to shop with ease and confidence. We love any kind of seamless shopping experience that you're not spending hours and wasting your time trying to find the perfect product for you. So you guys can use the code What We Said at checkout for 10% off your first purchase. Just visit www.holistichairtribe.com for more information. That's code What We Said at checkout for 10% off your first purchase. Go check it out.
We're jumping into a quick ad for Dime Beauty. This is a great, great brand that I have personal experience with. I really love Dime Beauty's Hyaluronic Acid Serum. I just feel like hyaluronic acid is really, really good for hydration in general. And I have like combination, sometimes dry skin. And the thing I struggle with a lot is just getting dry, especially in the winter. And they have like different serum sets, but the hyaluronic acid serum is awesome. And it's been very gentle on my skin. It's also one of their best sellers, which is great. They have like SPF 30. They have a bunch of skincare stuff, face cream, eyebrow, and like eyelash serums. If you're looking for some potential growth in those areas, they also have like perfume sets. And all the products are really beautiful and neutral packaging, which we also love.
Dime Beauty really focuses on clean ingredients. They're vegan, cruelty-free, they don't use harsh chemicals, and their products are ranked between a 1 and a 3 on the EWG toxicity scale, which is very good. They also have free shipping on all U.S. orders, over $49, which is great, especially when shipping starts to add up, especially during the holiday months, you know? They're fragrance-free products because, you know, fragrances can be harmful to the skin and clog your pores, and we don't want that. Also, their packaging is glass, making them eco-friendly, and you can make a return for up to 60 days after you purchase it. So use the code WHATWESAID20 at checkout for 20% off your entire order. Again, that is the code WHATWESAID20 at checkout for 20% off your entire order. Go check it out.
What's something people never in a million years would guess by looking at you?
Well, if I gave them a million years, like, I'd be dead and gone. Wait, what was the question?
Please. What's something, if you gave someone a million years to guess? Wait, sorry. It's phrased, what's something I'd never in a million years guess by looking at you?
Huh.
So if someone were to just, like, put me in a room and be staring at me and be like...
They wouldn't guess it. If they had a million years to guess, they would never guess it.
Huh. That's a weird question.
Okay, you guys are thinking way too deeply about it.
In a million years, you can guess every possible thing.
Yeah. What's something people are unlikely to guess about you by looking
at you? All
right,
I got one.
What?
Every now and then.
I'm terrified.
I'm also terrified.
Get my booty waxed. And the booty crack waxed.
The booty and the booty crack? What's the difference?
2 days ago.
Like the cheeks?
No, it's everything.
Yeah, you get the glutes. Package. You get the glutes and the crack.
Wow, okay.
Respect.
You know, some people have a little more going on down there than others.
It's true.
And it's uncomfortable.
Get dingleberries.
Oh.
So that's a good one to expose ourselves. I just exposed.
They called it, he would go in LA. It's called the Brazilian wax.
Yeah, I don't get the Brazilian anymore though. Because that's like the whole
thing.
Does
the
that
whole
not
front
hurt?
And back.
Oh my gosh.
And the pelvic bone hurts.
I mean, it's like the same as getting, Brazilian wax. You know
the
how
the pelvic bone kills.
Everything
that's
else
the worst
is pretty
part.
Easy.
Yeah. You think it's not gonna be the worst part.
Yeah.
You think like the really tender areas. It looks like he's gonna pass out. It looks like the tender areas are gonna be the worst. Those are not the worst.
No.
And the butt is actually the easiest.
Yeah.
Like the butt crack is
low key. It's like
the butt kind of nice. Feels good. Like you're getting you're getting like an
exposed.
An itch scratched.
Okay, yeah.
As deep in your crack as possible.
Okay. Yeah. Her face was killing me.
Oh, I'm screaming.
Oh, no.
Okay, this is a safe space.
No, you know what? I told Leif, I'm like, something about you is that you are very like up to date with hygienic things. Like, you know how we'll get write-ins of people like, my boyfriend won't do, you know, whatever, like be clean basically. And I was telling him, I'm like, I'm very grateful. I never like have to remind or be like, you should like, I don't know, shower or like, you know what I mean? Life just like takes care of his,
well
his grooming and like all of that. I've been telling him to trim his mustache a little lately though, and he's been really giving me a hard time about it.
It looks really good, Jason.
Yeah. I know, but it's a little too long sometimes, and I kind of have him trim it, and he's terrified because he's scared he's going to ruin it and have to shave the whole thing off.
Yeah. The way it is right now, that's the way it should be.
Exactly.
Let me see. Yeah, it is good right now.
If people cut, they trim over their like, so their lips are,
it's giving Lorax.
It's actually
it's giving the Lorax when it's super long.
No, that you can't trim it when it's over that. Because
you can't trim it to where you see your full top lip.
Not the full, but a little bit of it.
Yeah, a little bit, maybe
you
half
could,
of it.
But you can't. Like that's like a number one rule in mustache. It looks so good.
No, it does. I mean,
thank you.
I feel like Leif was like built to have a mustache. Like it looks very good on him with his hair. I'm just saying. Just trimming it a little because it gets so thick that it almost is just like puffing out. And I feel like it needs to be thinned out a little and like trimmed, you know?
Yeah, but I'm still learning.
We're learning.
It grows
how to
fast,
do that.
Right? Yeah. I've never seen you with like do you ever grow like.
No, the beard's kind of a little patchy. Doesn't look
that
great.
It's pretty. It could be pretty. Sick.
I'm just a mustache guy.
I like it. I respect
he's like,
that.
He's like, Nick, hey, stop talking about the beard.
Stop bringing it up.
I haven't seen your beard yet, Leif. I'm just kidding.
What's something we...
Hey, I have a mustache too.
Ew.
Wait, I just... Not that you. But I just saw this TikTok of this guy and he's like... It's like, your hair is so... It looks like so thick and beautiful and whatever right now to his girlfriend. And she's like laying on it. She's like, aw. He's like, can I touch it? She's like, sure. And she like puts her head down and he like goes like this on her lip.
Please. No, that's one of funny. When me and Nick were dating, this one time I walked up to him and like in a cute when you're dating kind of way. Like he was sitting on a table. I remember it so specifically. And I walked up like to him. His like legs were spread a little bit. So, you know, I'm like coming in to like give him a hug. And he looks me dead in the face. He's like, your mustache is getting a little long.
Oh, no. That's rude.
And I literally was like, that is so mean that you just said that. I'm so self-conscious.
I doubt
now.
I said it like that, babe.
Your no, mustache is getting a little
long. It was like one of
long.
Your like ADHD moments where you like say things and you're like, oh, that was kind of like, I said what I was thinking too quick.
I'm
but you've
sorry.
Never said anything about it again. But
that is really
it's
rude.
Okay. It's okay. I didn't. Well, I mean, it's fine. I know. I have
I'm
mustache,
definitely
so.
Exposed right there.
Yeah, you're exposed. You're toxic. I'm like, and this is my breaking up with you podcast. No, that's fine.
What's something we wouldn't guess about you?
I don't know. That's a tough question. I mean, my toenails and fingernails grow so extremely long.
They
and
do.
Fast.
It's insane.
Like I clipped my fingernails yesterday, and I already have the urge to clip them tonight.
What the?
It's like his
and there's
hair.
Already white. There's already white on them.
It's like you're a werewolf.
Literally.
I'm a werewolf. And I am warm-blooded. Like I get very hot.
Yeah, you do. You are
Case
a
and
eater.
I had to take his shirt off. That's why he was had his no shirt on when we were napping, because him and I together, it was like it.
No, it's so
115
bad.
Degrees in there.
Yeah. So. It's very, you're very warm.
I have a good one, you guys. If you could ask your pet 3 questions, what would they be?
Oh. Are you happy?
Oh, getting deep. That's what you'd ask Sophie?
Mm-hmm. Are you happy?
I'd be afraid to ask her that.
That's a good first one. Do you have
Why do you bark so much? Yeah. And why can't you talk?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. That's
I mean,
good.
You are talking to it, I guess.
I in that moment.
Yeah.
I would ask Lady. Okay.
Just walked in.
We can ask Lady any
right
questions.
She'll
answer.
She's here now.
So what you're asking is if we can ask them and they answer?
Yes, slave.
I would ask if she thinks things are funny.
Oh, that's good.
If
that's,
she has like a sense of humor, which I don't think they do really. Which is kind of
a
bummer.
I would ask her if she truly like genuinely is annoyed with me when she growls, because she growls at me a lot. Like whenever
you have to be prepared for that answer, because what if she says yes?
She growls at Leif sometimes too, but sometimes people have said like, no, the growl that she does is like it means she's
like excited
or happy or something.
Yeah,
but I do not think it. I swear it's annoyance. Like if I cuddle her and I'm like just talking to her, she's like, and I'm like, and then like when Leif does it, she doesn't do that.
Yeah,
most of the time.
She's like overstimulated.
Yeah,
maybe.
And I'm like, so are you annoyed by me? I want to know, like, what is the reason for that growl? That's my first question for you, Lady. She's sitting on my lap right now, cuddling.
Yeah, that's what I say to other people. Like, when Sophie's barking, like, at their dog, I'm like, it's just excitement. She's just trying to play with your dog.
That's what I say, too. But we all know what the truth is.
They turn around and run away. And Sophie's like, literally foaming at the mouth. I'm like, yeah, she's super nice. No, our dog is not aggressive.
She's gone extra protective. Yeah.
Do you guys have like days with your dog where like some days you're just, I don't know, like you don't, some days you have more of a
connection.
Bond with them than others?
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. 100%. I feel like dogs are like people in the sense that they have different just fluctuation with their mood in their days. Like,
yeah.
Leif was saying sometimes Lady is so snuggly and wants our attention 24/7. And then some other days she's so independent. We're like, where is she?
Yeah.
And she'll just be in a different room, like doing her own thing. We're like, what the heck?
Yeah, that's true.
It's weird. They have their own personality.
Also, if I'm home a lot, like if I'm home, then I feel like I'm more bonded with her because she's home. But if I'm like busy, like traveling all the time, then it's easier for me to for her to slip my mind.
Sophie will be like, Sophie was kind of originally Chelsea's dog. And it'll take me like months and months for Sophie to be like my dog. And like she'll like come to me. And then it'll take Chelsea one day of spending time with Sophie and it's back. Like,
yeah, if
back.
I take her on all her walks for the day, she's like obsessed
oh,
with
this
me.
Is, yeah, it's not fair.
I'm sad, actually.
Yeah.
She's probably like, Mom. After I had Casey, I listened to the song When She Loved Me from Toy Story.
Oh, no.
I was sobbing thinking about
no.
Sophie. How she was like,
yeah, she was bawling. You know that? She was crying really hard.
Oh my gosh, I felt so bad. That really is exposed, but we're back on good terms now.
I know. Right? That is a very sad thought.
Oh, this is kind of a, let me just ask a question. What kind of beans do you get at Chipotle?
I do half pinto, half black.
I haven't been there in forever, but black beans.
I do black.
Yeah, sometimes I do half pinto, half black. I think that's kind of the way to go.
That's a new trend for me. Yeah.
How many days do you wear the same pants in a row before it becomes a problem?
Ooh.
Three. Like
I was
the second
say
day.
The same thing. Three.
Second day's fine. Unless you're not wearing underwear, then one day. One day max.
I can wear the same pants for like a week and a half.
Oh, trust me. So does Nick.
I feel like outfit repeating is fine, especially like if you're going to go 2 days in a row. Because what are the odds you're going to see the same people the next day?
Nick basically takes his clothes off next to the bed. Goes to sleep, wakes up, put those exact same clothes back on.
I'll do that, yeah.
Easy.
Men
ooh, I
are,
could never do
ooh,
that.
That sends a shiver down my spine.
Same. I
imagine
can do
putting
pants.
That outfit next to your bed and you just crawl into bed and then you wake up and you put that
ew.
Exact same thing on.
Never. I can wear the same pants multiple times, but definitely yeah. not the same outfit like day well, after day.
Yeah, I mean, my closet is pretty like, there's nothing to it. There's not a whole lot of stuff. It's very simple.
It's not even the concept of like look it looking the same. It's
hygiene.
Once I wear it, yeah, I feel like, okay. I mean, not certain things, but yeah.
There's
I
a
feel
point,
like,
definitely. Yeah.
Oh, that was my yesterday's outfit and it's like not clean. Like now I need a different clean outfit to put on.
There should be an in between because Chelsea will literally wear 10 outfits in a day. And then
five.
Like, and literally it, the laundry is just like, I gave up.
Ugh.
I was like, I'm not helping with that.
No, like, laundry is so, it's like the bane of my existence.
Because of this.
But I stink. Like I have to change my shirt a couple times a day because literally no matter what I do, I just smell.
Exposed.
That is exposed.
I think you smell good.
Smell as in like
bad.
Like, well, I mean, like body odor, like BO?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like garlic. I can't stop eating it.
No, I meant no, like sometimes even, you know how I am with my hair smelling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like sometimes, I don't know.
Even if that it's, though, too.
Like if you eat something and you're like, I need to change. Like,
yeah.
In the winter, does our hair get more greasy in the wintertime?
Mine's always greasy. Couldn't tell you.
I feel like lately, like my hair used to not get that greasy. But now, like the last.
I think we just go longer without showering, if we're being quite honest.
Because we have Case. It's
yeah.
Better. Maybe it's the lack of sun. Vitamin D. I feel like that's good for the scalp.
That is great. I need to get back into that.
Back into going outside.
Yeah.
I need to go back to that vitamin D thing.
Yeah,
I need
that.
More of that. Okay, what's the first thing that you would do if you woke up one day and you were the opposite sex?
Mm.
Actually, don't answer that.
wait. Say it again. The first thing you'd do if you woke up and you're the opposite sex?
Yeah.
I would.
They're like,
huh,
oh, the
know.
Thing that I would do.
He's freaking sick.
Put on some panties.
Please. Please. Ew.
That is not okay.
And just a t-shirt, no bra.
To turn yourself on.
No.
Okay. Yeah. This is giving way too much
and
insight.
Then I would ride a bike and see what that.
You
want to how,
get,
what
you want to get harassed?
Is.
Hold on. In the panties?
No.
Oh my gosh.
You're like, freaking me
so
out.
So you want to go out and get harassed?
Because
okay,
like when I ride a bike, you know, it's a little. There's stuff down there.
You're just saying
in general.
What riding a bike would be like.
Yeah.
As a girl.
Yeah.
Okay. That's valid.
I'd try to do the splits maybe. Girls are just more flexible.
That's true.
In
that's
general.
Good. That's a valid point.
I am so done.
Put my hair in a ponytail.
A detailed plan. I said the first thing. Not the whole day's itinerary.
Oh, the first thing? Fart.
It's impossible we don't do that.
What about you, JC?
Oh. If you woke up with a full-on...
wingy.
Oh, wow. Honestly, I think peeing would be very interesting.
Ew, I would hate that.
Like, just to understand what that would be like. All right, lady. She just goes around in circles until she gets comfy. Nothing's changing.
I feel like for you guys, you would, if I were you, I would
probably experience a boner for the first time in my life.
Yeah, I mean, it's a common thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Natural.
Is she literally okay?
No, she's fine.
What is she doing?
Laying
down. Getting comfy.
She's getting her spot.
She just, to give everyone context, she just went around in a circle at least 10 times.
That's literally Sophie. It's so annoying.
Oh my gosh.
And Sophie needs a blanket to cover her up too.
Sophie comes in probably 3 times a night.
Like, I don't have Kate waking me up that much. I have Sophie coming in, barging in the door and putting her cold nose on
her. Really? She doesn't have that much fur. That's why. So she needs a blankie.
Exposed.
I love her, but yeah, there's just times where it's like, oh my gosh.
Is there like, wait, do you guys have a heater?
We do, but there's something weird about it right now.
I need to get it fixed.
You should get like a space heater for where Sophie is.
We used to have that at our old place.
We should probably go
get it. Did it work?
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she loved it.
She loved it. We didn't even think about that until right now.
Yeah, well, we have a heater.
I thought of it.
We have a heater.
Yeah, we have a heater, but it's not, yeah.
Thanks, Leif. Yeah, we're going to go get it. Okay. Stopping at Ace on the way.
Wait, no. What's... I feel like for you guys, you girls, if you woke up as a guy, I would go outside with just my shorts on. No shirt.
Oh, no shirt. That would be a fun experience.
True. I would go on a run, honestly. I would get up and just run and see what it feels like to not have boobs.
What if you're like woke up and never mind.
Oh, what would you do if you woke up as a girl?
Ask somebody to get me water.
Ask for a bunch of favors all day. Sit on my butt and do nothing.
I should go through our texts and see how many times I've texted you in our marriage. Water, please.
Water. With the like the face that's like dying or like
Need water. Wait, do you feel like I ask you for really?
Yes. Didn't even finish. Yeah.
Pretty I can count on it 3 nights a week, probably.
There's some times where I just start asking water.
3 nights a week asking you for water? Definitely not.
Just asking for stuff at night.
Oh, for stuff.
Like, go get this. Can you turn this light off? Can you go make sure the door is locked? Blah blah blah. No, that's probably every night. There's something.
If you guys, I'm just thinking about like, if you guys started doing that to us, I would literally be like, what? No. Like if you started asking me for favors every 5 seconds, I'd be like, okay, this is getting a little ridiculous. But you just do it. It's so kind. That's so sweet of you guys.
The thing is, the door locking thing is because if I don't ask, then there have been times, like I'll assume he like, so Leif usually takes the lady out to go to the bathroom at night. And then I assume that he always like locks up, but then there have been multiple times. So I don't ask or anything because I'm like, oh, he took her out. And then there have been multiple times where I'll go to the kitchen to like grab something and the door will be unlocked. I'm like, I'm terrified. So now I'm like, oh, I'm scared that our door is unlocked every night unless I make a point of it.
No, you can ask me.
Yeah.
But you can also just go check.
But it's like, no, I'm literally already in bed and you're not.
Me too.
Sometimes
I am.
Who gets up though if we're both in bed?
You.
It's always the guys.
Yeah, that's your job.
That's fine.
Sometimes Jason will be awesome. I'd be like, we're both in bed. Man, I'm so thirsty. And sometimes she'll get up. She's like, I'll go get you some water.
That's so sweet, Jason.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Never.
Oh my gosh, bare minimum. Like I got him water. Like, you are an incredible wife.
Chelsea, you've done stuff like that.
Well, yes, I've done kind things for you, but I've never gotten you water.
You've done something like that before.
It's like, I swear. That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
An act of kindness.
Acts of service, his love language. I'm like, man, I've never done that. I tell you look cute.
I'm like...
What kinds of favors would you want from me? Never mind. Let's move on to the next question.
Oh, no. Let's keep going.
Okay. Of the people in this room who... Wait, never mind. Sorry. That is so stupid.
What? Just ask it.
No, I just read the next one, but I forgot that I have to pick and choose from this list because it's like...
inappropriate. It's a, well, all because now everyone's like, what's the question listening? Probably it's what of the people in this room, who would you feel most comfortable with naked? And it's like, well, the answer is pretty obvious.
Yeah. Nick.
Yeah, definitely Liv.
Bye. What's the craziest thing you've ever done to attract a crush? I'll go first. This is really exposing me to be a creep. In elementary school, my friends, well, like these two girls that were behind me in the in our line, right? They were friends with this boy, like this new boy in our class. I didn't even really like have a crush on him, but I kind of thought he was cute. Anyways, they were saying, they were like mouthing something to this boy. And they were like, I love you. Or they were saying, like joking, saying something to him, right? And he was in on it and he was saying it back to them. And then they left and I looked at the boy and I mouthed to him what they were saying, like, I love you. And he looked like he saw a ghost. Because I didn't do it with anyone. I was just by myself. And I remember it so clearly. Like, I after he was like, he literally looked at me like, what? And turned around and just like kept going. And I was like, why did I do that? That was so weird that I just did that, like to be cool or something. Anyways.
That's funny.
That is really funny. Oh, I cannot. I can't think of a single thing.
No.
To be honest with you.
One time when we were going surfing in San Diego and we're just a bunch of bros, pest control bros, you know.
When we were married?
No.
Oh, I'm like, okay.
Well, I just said pest control bros when I was in San Diego before you came back when I was single.
Oh, okay.
In our intermission.
Okay, okay.
There was like a car of cute girls. And so I was tasked with going and like putting our number on like a piece of paper. And we passed it to them in the car.
In the car?
Yeah. So like it was like a main road.
Stoplight?
Stoplight. Oh. And I got out of the car and I went and handed it to them.
Wow.
That was me. Yeah.
That was me. That was me.
They're like, yep. And they ladies. Never, and of course they never called because we were losers.
Yeah, I would not. I would throw the paper away.
I bet you would.
I would drop it out the window.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. That's littering.
So you guys never embarrassed yourself in front of a crush.
Interesting. Unfortunately for you, no.
I would very much not try to impress girls.
And that's usually what does it.
That's right. True.
I'm like the opposite, I feel like, of just boy crazy when I was little.
Yeah.
Literally didn't ever, like, I liked boys or whatever, thought boys were cute, but I was the same. Like Leif just said, I would never try to, like,
if
do
people,
anything.
Okay, if we were friends in elementary school and I was like, who do you have a crush on? What would you say?
No one.
Like, you would be like, no, I don't have a crush on anybody.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so funny.
I was kind of the same way.
I feel like it's
pick me's.
No, literally. I feel like I would never, but it's not because I'm like trying to be cool or something. It's because like almost the opposite. Like was like, oh, I would.
You're like embarrassed.
I can't get, yeah. I'm like, I'm embarrassed to be around boys. I could never get a boy anyway. So it's like, I'm just going to be like, no, I don't like anyone.
Oh
like
my
that
gosh.
Kind of vibe. Or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. 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 I was asking because I totally know. Like I had friends who were like that too, that I would be like, please just tell me you have a crush on. Like, please.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, no, I don't have a crush on anyone. And yeah. I literally couldn't believe it. I'm like, I can name five. That's
I cannot believe it. That's even how I was in high school. Like, I feel like I would date one person for like a long period of time. And then I never was just like going from, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
I get that.
I'd always try to make the older girls on the bus laugh. That was my biggest thing.
I'm dead.
Like they would never like ever take me serious, but they were like the cuter, like older girls, and I'd try my hardest all the time to just get them to laugh.
Just looking
I would
out
do
of their corner of your
most
eye.
Outrageous things.
You really have like a way with the older women, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, Leif also has a way with the older woman. Women. An older lady kissed him on his mission. Remember that?
Oh my gosh.
And
I love the
my
yeah.
like older people in my family are in love with Leif. Like,
really?
My grandma, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, well, Leif has a very timeless look. He has a very, like, nostalgic look.
Literally at Thanksgiving, I'm not kidding, three or four different of, like, the older women in my family were like, he is so handsome with that mustache. My grandma like literally got bright red when she saw him with his mustache.
You are joking. No. Oh, I'm screaming.
She's like, he is so handsome. Like she could not get over it.
Well, it is true.
It's like their generation. Like that's like the
vibe.
Mustache was like, it's bringing
you guys
back.
Remember when we were in the swimming pool and I just like looked at Leif and I was like, you look really, really good right now.
In the swimming pool.
I was like, oh my gosh, dude, you look really, really good right now. Like you've always looked good, but like you're really, really.
The mustache.
The mustache era. I do think that just in general, like young guys, if they're good looking, like older women just love them.
Yes.
Like,
I know.
You know?
I know.
And for some reason, it's not creepy.
Interesting.
Interesting. Good point.
Because they don't freaking assault you. Or try and abuse you.
True.
Exposed.
Never.
Exposed. Okay, we'll answer a few more or ask you a few more.
What is the meanest thing you've ever said to someone? Like, is there something that just like eats you up that you said to somebody? It's a safe space. We won't tell anyone. The mustache thing?
What?
I'm like, that's why I asked this question.
Yeah, that probably was it.
No, that wasn't mean. That wasn't even mean.
It was pretty mean.
It actually wasn't that mean. It was just like, why
obviously
would you say
it stuck
that?
With you, you know?
Everything sticks with me. Get with the program. I have basically a photographic memory of my entire life.
What's basically a photograph memory? Like not a photograph memory?
Yeah.
Basically, so actually yeah,
basically
not
just
all.
A memory.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nothing sticks out. I mean.
Probably something to one of your siblings. Huh?
Like I didn't really Well,
if anybody has anything they've said to you, write us in. Let us know what
I feel
Leif
like
or
this
Nick
is definitely like, no, this is a trap. And I don't agree with it. I think we should move on.
Like your deepest, darkest secret. Have you ever told like your sibling something mean?
I'm sure.
But you've done what you're going to say is you've done mean things to them.
Yeah. What's the cruelest thing you've ever done?
Mostly
to someone?
Like physical, like beat downs.
Oh, God. Beat down.
No, just like fighting your brothers and stuff, like punching.
Oh, yeah. He brings up that he punched one of his brothers once like really hard and he feels like still bad about it. Well, maybe he didn't say he still feel bad.
Who'd you punch?
I pinned him down. We never punched in the face, but I punched his arm multiple times in the same spot.
Oh,
massive.
And then
arm.
Just walked away. And then I came back and he was like still on the ground. His arm was completely just like black and blue.
Oh. Oh, God.
Nice, Leif.
I felt so bad. Cohen.
Aw.
That's your older brother.
That's so sad.
What?
That's a wait. Cohen's
that's
your
younger.
Old, oh,
no,
younger.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Just below me.
Leif's the oldest boy.
There is something about an older brother that strikes fear in people's hearts. Like,
oh my gosh.
They could
yeah,
be they
me?
Could be bigger than younger brothers, but you don't mess with an older brother.
Yeah. Right? But you were younger when you did that. Right? Like, please don't tell me you're in high school or something.
No, I mean.
Probably like
was,
middle school.
Yeah, middle school.
Oh, puberty dang. When the rage is just right. uncontrollable.
Did you say sorry in the moment?
Not in the moment, but the after second the fact. After.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, I
that's
meant like.
That's kind of creepy. No,
it's like you can't contain himself.
No, I meant like
when
so
you
sorry.
Saw him laying there and he's like bruises were like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
But probably like, sorry.
No,
or was
I,
it like
I felt pretty
was
bad.
Was it like, I'm so sorry?
No. I was like still frustrated, but also felt bad.
Said sorry and spat on him.
Yeah.
Nice. Nick, you don't have brothers to beat up on.
No, I just sisters.
You just had sisters who beat up on you.
You know what I was gonna say is something else that'll strike fear though, is an older sister.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. My brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely
older sisters know how to kick. At least Sam, she literally could knock you out with a kick. I remember one night, like I was like really young and I was like got scared. So I was like, can I come sleep with you? And she's like, she didn't really say anything at all. Then I got in the bed and she literally kicked me as hard as she could out of the bed.
Oh
like I
gosh.
Flew out of the bed. I was like young. And like she was just known. Aww. Like if we were like wrestling or just messing around, she could literally knock like my legs out from underneath.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Like I'd be running up the stairs. She'd get to the top and I was fast and she'd like trip me.
Oh my gosh.
It was funny. It was fun.
Man.
What about you, JC? What's the meanest thing you've ever said or done?
I feel like
did
I did
you ever
a lot
hit
of...
Jake and Carter? Like, did you guys
for
ever
sure.
like fight?
I was gonna say, I feel like I probably said like something super mean to my brothers when I was like in middle school, but I can't think of specifics at the
not
moment.
Like the specific thing.
Yeah.
I know.
But like, it's just so weird the older you get because it's like, again, I can't even think of something I would say. Our age gap is pretty big. So I feel like there was only a couple years there where it's like I would be very annoyed with them because I was like in eighth grade and they were at a very annoying age. Like they were like 10 or 12. Yeah. I don't know. And I was just like, you guys are like literally so annoying to me. But it's just funny because the older you get, at least for me, I'm just like so much more protective of them now and more, they're like my friends now. And I feel like if, I don't know, if anyone said anything to them now, I would
like someone else.
Yes. Like if, or if they were dating a girl and she did something to them, like I would be absolutely beside myself. But yeah, there was a time period there where the ages were not, it was not a good combo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really cannot remember like specifics at all. I don't, I was trying to think like, have I ever told them I hate them or something? Maybe when I was younger, but
I'm sure I called them a butthole or something like that. That was like a no-no word at our house.
Yeah, definitely.
Seems like it.
No, please. Leif's brothers just now, they're like, what? Tell it's your mom has said like, whatever. What does she say?
It's growing up. You don't say fart. You don't say butt. Like it's toot and bum.
Yeah.
You don't say shut up.
Oh, yeah. Shut up's a bad one.
And then just recently, like some family was in town and I don't know. They like somehow they were jokingly like made it official. It's like now you can say butt, fart.
Oh, my God.
And then like the whole trip. Just like.
Oh, fart. Oh,
yeah. Like someone would fart and they'd be like, oh my gosh, shut up. I just farted out of my butt.
Please.
Just like throwing all of them at him whenever you can.
Oh my
Finally
gosh.
Able to just speak Let their loose. Truth.
Speak their truth. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
So funny.
I know siblings are like vicious. I feel like sisters are like the most vicious. Like your sisters probably were the most vicious to each other, not even to you when it comes to fighting. Because you're not boys, so you don't like hold yourself back. Because you're not like, I'm not gonna actually kill this person. You know, you just like literally.
I
go
was gonna
bonkers.
Say now that you said that, kind of unlocked me like pinning my brothers down. I totally remember doing that.
But it's
I
like
remember,
your brothers
like, pinning
aren't gonna
them
like
down and like twisting like or like pinching or doing something like that. And being
oh
like,
the horse bites. I used to get those all the time from my sisters.
The horse bites. One time I poured soda on Abby's head. I said, oh, "Don't drink my Sprite," and I left the room. What did she do? She
kind of iconic,
Sprite.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I said something like, don't drink my Sprite or I'm going to like do something. And then she drank my Sprite. And I'm like, well, I'm a man of my word. So and I poured the Sprite on her head and she was like,
oh, no.
So mad. And I like, as I was doing it, I felt bad already. But I was just like, I poured it because I was like, well, you know, you're just so mad.
I actually respect that. I actually do. Like, there's
and
consequences.
She was pissed.
You stuck to your word, and we.
I've also
stand.
Spit a loogie on Abby's face before. Me and Abby would fight all the time because it's like you're like best friends, and you're playing house one minute, and then the next minute you're like
taking each
over
other's
something.
Clothes.
Yeah. So I've done unspeakable things. Abby's like pulled out. Did you guys have someone in your family who would like pull the knife out on people?
Yeah, Keaton.
Oh my gosh, they're a perfect match.
Oh my god,
Abby Keaton would always
literally
pull a knife out.
He was in the backyard with a BB gun pointing it at us. And we're like, Keaton, stop.
It's always the one who gets
I was
picked
like
on
running,
the house.
Yeah. I was like running towards him and he actually fired a few shots at me.
He was
I dodged
done.
Them, but
like,
because I'm freaking quick. No,
oh
he
gosh.
Was scary.
Yeah, it's the ones who get picked on because Abby would get picked on by me, Lat, and Clay, and she would get so pissed. And our parents wouldn't be home. She'd go to the top drawer and pull out the knife and like hold it
oh
up
my
like
gosh.
This. I'm like, Abby, stop.
It's terrifying.
She wanted to feel something. She wanted to feel some authority.
Some power.
And, oh, we of
and
course
she got it.
I,
yeah.
Oh yeah. I would be so scared of her because her hair too. Like it would just be crazy. She would chase me up the stairs on all fours. Like
ew.
Running after me with a knife, Chelsea? No. Just like when she was
That's
mad.
A fun game.
No,
like,
when
that.
She had the knife, she started
she just
floating,
sat, no.
right?
Yeah.
Like, no, she would just pull it out, like, you know.
Yeah.
Just to get us, you know, calm
down. Was it
down
a butter
a
knife or like a
steak knife?
Big
She would sometimes
knife.
Do the butter knife, But when she was really mad, she would pull out the steak knife.
Gosh.
But I think it's because one time one of her friends stabbed her with a fork.
Oh.
Like chased her around with a fork. She was
trauma.
Never the same.
Trauma training.
But actually she really, Abby came up to me and was like, because we were friends with the sister. So it's like one of the girls was my age. One of them was Abby's age. And we were playing. All of a sudden, they started fighting, Abby and her friend. And Abby came up to us and was like, we have to hide from like so-and-so. And we're like, why? And she showed us that she had gotten stabbed with a fork by her friend.
Like actual bleeding?
Gosh. Yes. Well, it was like, it wasn't crazy. It was just like.
Indented.
Yeah.
Indented or something. Gosh.
It drew blood, but.
Dang.
That is intense. Kids are nuts.
Kids are really nuts. I remember one. Okay, never mind. I'm not going to keep going down this rabbit hole.
Well, thank you guys for coming on.
Yeah.
Welcome.
That was a blast.
Always a good
expose
time.
You.
Really feel like you have not been on the podcast in like a year.
I was going to say, I feel like since Case has been born, like they haven't been
We did another one, right?
Yeah.
Like 6 months ago, maybe.
What?
Yeah. I do not remember that.
Yeah.
Wasn't that memorable, apparently.
That's not what the analytics said. So.
Oh, interesting.
I'm just kidding.
Top
I don't know.
Listen to episode. Yeah. No, you guys are always highly, highly requested. So we appreciate you taking the time out.
Well, we love all the What We Said listeners.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. We really appreciate it.
Are you speaking to us or the listeners?
The listeners.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Obviously and thank not you guys us. For putting out some great content always.
Oh, for welcome. You guys to listen to?
Yeah, if you listen to every episode.
Yeah, it's available for us to listen to.
Yep.
Yep.
It's there.
Thank you for the availability. For
Spotify,
the option.
Apple Music,
I was
going to
say something nice, but you ruined it. I was going to say it. Well, I'll say it again. I'll say it anyway is what I meant. People at the live shows, if you guys aren't there, they're always asking where you guys are.
It's true.
That's sweet.
They want to see really the whole
thing. They can bite you.
So they can
they
say,
you, so
you have one thing, it's the audacity. Mic drop.
Oh. And then they want to kick you in the balls.
Then Leif starts dancing.
Yeah. Full circle moment. Well, make sure to go follow our Instagram, guys. It's at What We Said Podcast. You can be updated on everything we got going on. New merch, upcoming shows for the new year. Can't believe it's almost the new year. It's so, so crazy. But we're excited for lots of fun stuff coming in 2023 too. So go follow us on Instagram. Leave us a rating and review if you're feeling extra generous. We love you guys. And...
That's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.